Good evening, everybody. Parashat Noach. Okay. אלה תולדות נוח. נוח, איש צדיק תמים היה בדורותיו. את האלוקים התהלך נוח. The parasha starts in a very interesting way. Noach is mentioned three times in the same pasuk, and we can say the same thing without mentioning Noach three times. אלה תולדות נוח, איש צדיק תמים היה בדורותיו, את האלוקים התהלך. Okay, everyone understand. Noach was a tzaddik, he was innocent, and he walked with God in his generations. Why do I need to have Noach, Noach, Noach three times?
Good question.
What is toldot? What's the meaning of toldot? Ele toldot Noach.
Generations?
Yeah.
What is saying Rashi? I cannot read this link, but Rashi is saying, toldotam shel tzadikim ma'asim tovim. We have a very interesting question.
Mm-hmm. Yes, tzadikim.
Yes.
Here in Portuguese. Also.
Okay. So, let's see, what ma'asim tovim did Noach do? So the parsha goes on and say, vayoled Noach shlosha banim. So we can say, as you say, generation, and it's a very, okay, it's no problem. And Noach mentioned three times, also no problem. But we all know that the Torah is not just using words. If the Torah is using a word, even a letter, there is a meaning. And if we go back, last parsha, the end of the parsha, is written very clearly that Noah's got three boys. So why do we need to go hear it again? In other words, there must be something else here. So what is it? So as we say, Rashi says, Ele toldot, what's toldot? Ma'asim tovim. So ma'asim tovim, the Torah calls in, Vayoled Noach shlosha banim. So his ma'asim tovim are his
children.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. What does it mean? Why did God destroy the world?
Because of the bad behavior of the rest of the inhabitants.
Was everything corrupt?
Everything was corrupt. So, what's wrong with the animals?
Also,
why do we need to kill all the animals?
Were also corrupt. One special mix with the other. Because they have the influence.
But they're animals. I don't think they've got instincts.
Yeah, but they're the influence.
I understand that God wants to destroy man because man's got the mind. He can think. He can do right. He can do wrong. But an animal? Not only the animal.
Even
everything that grew. The earth? What did the earth do wrong?
Because it's.
You know, when they come out of the ark, he says, I'm not going to curse the earth anymore. So, in other words, the earth was also cursed.
Yeah.
So what's
that? But the fish didn't die. The fish wasn't corrupt. And because they were inside the water.
I know, it's very interesting, because you said fish were not corrupt, but when we talk about Gilui Arayot, it's always connected with fish. But we're not going to go into it now. So, in other words, we have to understand what's going on here. You remember what happened in Chernobyl?
Yes, the air.
What did they do? They evacuated the whole area, I think 30 kilometers. Until today, still, they have a radioactive. How do you say crina?
Crina is radiation.
Radiation. Till now, who knows how long it's going to go on. And it's very interesting. Once I went to an exhibition, I deal with furniture. And in one of the exhibitions, I met a firm from Russia. The furniture were very cheap. And then I found out that this factory was not very far away from Chernobyl.
And that's why it was.
So they couldn't sell their furniture because even in the furniture there was radiation. In a very small thing, but still, people don't, you know, they just heard that it was in the area. I think the Chofetz Chaim writes about it that they used to have a beautiful hospital in their town. The problem was that people were going in one illness, they were being cured, but when they went out, they had a different illness. Somebody went with liver problems, he came out with the heart problem. One boy got with he was cold, and he was caught up with something else. And they were investigating what's going on here. Then they realized that all those years that the hospital was working, and there are a lot of germs going around, the germs got into the walls. In other words, if you went there, the environment was polluted. So people came to be cured, and unfortunately, they got something else. So they decided to destroy the whole thing and build a new hospital, and not even at the same place, at a different place. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
The same thing is in spiritual life. The same way as germs have an influence, even if we don't see it, the same is corruption. If the corruption gets to a certain level, it's like radiation. If you stand there, it's going to have an influence on you. In other words, the corruption was so bad that even the animals and the earth got those germs of corruption. In other words, God had to destroy everything. That's the reason why. Let's say if there was a kid 2 years, 3 months, was he killed?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why? What did he do wrong? But as we said, if the reason is because of a tzaddik or a rasha, so you cannot kill a young boy, a young child. But if the point is that there is a radiation, a negative radiation, a pollution that... So then you have to destroy everything. So why was Noach saved? So it's not because he was a tzaddik.
No.
What is the parasha telling us? Noach matzachen be'enei Hashem. God liked Noach. Why?
Maybe he didn't become poru. Even with the
maybe he was
the spirit
with
of pollution.
His sons. He wasn't with the influence of the rest of the world.
So what did God like? Because if you know the secret, and if we do this, we are also going to be saved. Don't you want to know? Everyone wants to know. In other words, not even connect to tzaddik. You can be a tzaddik, but if you haven't got what Noah did, you have a problem. And even if you're not a great tzaddik, but if you do what Noah did, Noach matzachen b'nei Hashem. Do you want God to like you? Of course you will. So let's find out. Why did God like Noah? So what do we do? Right after the parsha is telling us in the end, Venoach matzachen b'nei Hashem, the Torah is telling us why. Ele toldot Noach. Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bedorotav. Et ha'elokim italech Noach. Vayoled Noach shlosha banim. So why did Kodesh Baruch Hu like Noach? Because he did good deeds. What good deeds did he do so special that God liked him? He brought up 3 children in a polluted environment, a corrupted environment that even was, the pollution was so bad that even earth got it. So this is what God liked. In other words, if we want God to like us, what should we do? Educate the next generation in the right way. That's what God wants. Continuous. Emshechiyut. So now you know the secret. And it's not too late.
Yes.
You know, no, like this week, this week I talked about education, and people think that, you know, you have kids, and then when they grow up, that's it. You know, you finished your job. You never finished the job. Yaakov Avinu, Vayeshev Yaakov. Yaakov wanted to sit down after he raised up.
Yeah.
12 children, and what happened? Yosef. The whole story with Joseph starts. And our sages explained to us that the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Lo dayam letzadikim scharam ba'olam haba. Not enough what they're getting in the next world. They want to sit here? Here you cannot sit. Here you have a job to do. This is why you're here. And the job never ends. And the same thing, education of your kids never ends. Because look what happened with Yaakov. Those good sons are selling their own brother. Is this good education? In other words, education never ends. Even if your children are the age of 50, 40, 30, 20 and even more. You still have a job to do. Never ends. And this connects us to the three times Noach is mentioned in the first pasuk. Because Noach is mentioned in three different ways. Here, Ish Tzadik Tamim. Not only a tzaddik, tamim. Like, complete. Then, Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling him, Otcha ra'iti tzaddik. I saw you as a tzaddik, but without tamim. A different level. Then he goes into the ark, we know the whole story, and when he comes out, he's called Noach Ish Ha'adama. Not tzaddik tamim, not tzaddik, the man of the earth. In other words, there are three stages here. They're from one point of view, they're showing us, let's say, how somebody can be at the highest level and get down. Like you can be up there, Ish Tzadik Tamim, and then become what? Ish Adama. But you can also explain it in a nice way. For example, when we talk about Noach Ish Tzadik Tamim Haya B'dorotav, what do you think is a greater level? Ish tzaddik tamim or only a tzaddik?
Tzaddik tamim.
Yeah. Rav Zalman Sorotkin says, no. It's a different stage. What does he mean? Noach, at a certain time in his life, closed himself from the whole world in order to educate his children. In order to keep them away from the bad influence. Because otherwise, there was no chance he could educate his children. That was Tzadik Tamim. But then God is telling him, go and build the ark, because I am going to bring a flood and everything is going to be destroyed. How many years did he build the ark? 120 years. Imagine to yourself, this guy is not a young guy. For 120 years he's building an ark. Why do we need 120 years to do this?
What age he begin to build?
I don't remember right now, but he was quite. We have to remember that they lived hundreds of years. Adam HaRishon lived 930 years. But we're not going to go into this because some people extend this a different calculation. But the thing is, 120 years, any way you look at it, is a long period of time. And if God wants to make a miracle and save Noah. And we all know that the ark, if you do the calculation, and people did the calculation, whatever the size was, it could not keep all those animals in. So it was a miracle. So if it was a miracle, why don't you tell him, Noach, go, build the boat, I'll put everybody in.
Yeah.
No, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 year, 120 years? What's the idea behind it? What do you think?
To influence the other.
In other words, that's not a tzaddik tamim anymore. Now is a tzaddik that is involved with the people around him. As we know, there is a tzaddik that you call a tzaddik in pels. You know what a tzaddik in pels is?
Yeah.
A tzaddik in a coat, a fur coat. They call a tzaddik in a fur coat. What does it mean? You know, it's cold. So there are two options to get warm. One option is, I take a good warm coat and cover myself. And the other option is, I put a heater on. Now, the first option, if I'm surrounded with a lot of people, who is going to be warm?
Only the tzaddik.
Only the tzaddik that's got a coat. But if I turn on a heater, who is going to be warm?
Everybody.
Everybody. So who is better? The one who is so hit is hits everybody out.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in a certain time, Mr. Noach was a tzaddik in pels, from one point of view. But then, he takes out the pels, and he tries to warm up the generation. He tries to influence them. Because for 120 years, people come in to ask him, what are you doing, Noach? I'm building an ark. Why do you build an ark? God is going to bring a flood before this generation is corrupt. Or if you want to be saved, do tshuva. So maybe 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. What do you think people were looking at this old guy building at the year 110. What do you think? It's like, you know, in the, when you go to the Kotel, used to be this guy playing David HaMelech. He's David HaMelech. He's playing on a violin.
Yeah,
he's David HaMelech.
Yeah.
On a harp, whatever
in
it was.
Harp, yeah.
On a harp. They ask him, who you are? I'm David HaMelech. So what did he laugh? The same way they laughed at Noah.
Yeah.
A flood is going to come. You 80 years, 90 years. No flood. What are you talking about? Why are you building this stupid thing? 120 years. Anyway, so we see there are two stages already in the life of Noah. One is not involved. Second, he is involved. And then the third stage is connected to the earth. And by the way, Noah is the one who brought the solution to work the fields in an easier way. He was the first one who invented the machinery to help people to work on the field.
Where do you
see
that?
Yes, a machinery.
Yes, machinery. Not a tractor like today, but yes. Anyway, but the thing is that here we really have to understand what's the meaning of Isha Adama. You see, Noah, all his life, was fighting against corruption. The world was destroyed, purified by the water of the flood. They say like it's about a purifying machine. And now, because the world was created from water and was destroyed by water. Water is a basic thing. Even every one of us got around 70% water. Our body, we are 70% water. The whole creation, most of it is water. Everything is built from water. So water is the acid of everything, like what's the acid of a Jew? The Torah. And the Torah is water. So this water destroyed the world and, by the way, cleaned everything. And now Noah comes out to a clean world. So his job is now finished. That's what he thinks.
No, you need to build everything again.
Yeah, but now it's much easier. Yes, it's a new world. It's a tzaddikim. But that's not what happens.
No.
He plants
a vineyard,
yeah,
and he drinks wine, and one of his sons does a terrible thing.
Yeah.
So in other words,
corruption again.
Yes. And nevertheless, God is staying by himself. And we ask ourselves, what's going on here? When God destroyed the world, he said, everything is evil, corrupted. And now it says, I'm keeping the world because everything is evil. What's going on here?
Because the heart of the man is evil.
Yetzer lev adam ra min hura. The idea is like this. We have to understand.
The heart.
The yetzer hara,
yes,
is starting with you. In last, in Perishit is written, la petach chatat rovetz. Yetzer hara is waiting. The minute the baby comes out of to this world, yetzer hara is there with it. And we have to fight all our life with it. And that's exactly what the Torah is trying to tell us. That's why in the first parsha, we have a creation of a world and we have a destruction of the world. And the end, Noach matzachen b'nei Hashem. Because yes, there is a way and there must be a way. And we have to understand, yes, Yetzirah is not going to leave. Yetzirah is going to be there with us all the time. And our job is to fight him. That's what God is trying to tell us. And he's trying to tell us that you, even if you think all the corruption is away, destroyed, Yetzer Hara is still there at any stage of our life. Especially now, we went Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Sukkot was like the ark. Like we closed ourselves in the Sukkot, and we don't care about the whole world. We are with our family, with the nature, protected by God. Fros aleinu sukat shlomecha. Beautiful holiday, beautiful chag. But we have to go out. We cannot stay in the sukkah forever.
I always like to build the sukkah and not to go out from this.
But this is what, like we say, אחרי החגים. You know, everything that
this
asked us after. אחרי החגים. אחרי החגים. Oh, okay, אחרי החגים. ראש השונה, אחרי החגים. Now it's אחרי החגים.
We had our flood.
Yes. So what do we do?
Yes. Cooking.
Okay. No, the rain.
The
yes.
Rain.
So what do we do אחרי החגים?
We begin to fight the Yetzer Hara.
We go on, and that's, and people don't realize it. Because the real job is starting now. Because the whole idea of the Chagim is to give us the power, the light, to lighten the whole year. Because what? Why do we here? Are we here for Rosh Hashanah? For Yom Kippur? For Shabbos? They say Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba. But this is not Olam Haba. This is Olam Hazeh. So what is Olam Hazeh? Olam Hazeh is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. The daily life. How do you live your daily life? It's not a big chokhmah to be in Yom Tov and do mitzvahs while you disconnect yourself from the environment, like sitting in the ark, protected by the walls of the sukkah, protected by the walls of the ark. But that's not why you're here. Because otherwise God could have left the neshama up there in heaven and we didn't need to come here. Why did we come here? To do a job. And when is the job? That's the normal day.
After the Chag.
That's the job. Now starts the job. And Baruch Hashem, every week we have a Shabbos to refill ourselves. Like, you remember, I call it like when you have a car, you have petrol stations.
Yeah.
Because you cannot go on and on and on. You need to fill up the car. And that's the Yom Tov. That's Shabbos.
My batteries.
Yes. Because your car is electric.
No, my car goes on gas.
I'm laughing. I'm joking. You have electric car and you have a car that goes by petrol. But you have to fill them up, both of them. In other words, those are petrol stations or refilling stations. And we need them. Because they give us the power to go on. But why do I have a car? To fill it with petrol? No. To drive it. I fill it in petrol in order that I can drive it. So in other words, why do I have Yom Tov? So I will get the power to live the normal days. That's what they say, the creation. Shabbat Vayinafash. What is Shabbat Vayinafash? God created the world in 6 days. But the world was moving. It wasn't steady. When did it get the power to stand strong? On Shabbos. And every Shabbos, the world gets an injection for the next week. They say, if one Shabbos is not going to be kept, the whole world is going to be destroyed. It was a job of individuals before we got the Torah, but after we got the Torah, it's our job. People live abroad. And then they do Aliyah. A lot of people come on Aliyah and they think now we came to rest, we are in Eretz HaKodesh, everybody is Jewish, so we don't need to be so connected with the Torah. Or with the, we are in Eretz Israel. And you find a very interesting thing. People that are abroad, in Chutzal, we're connected to Shul, we're going to Daven, we're on Shabbos in Shul, suddenly they come here and they disconnect themselves from everything that connect them to the to God. What happened? The same thing happened. That's what Noach is trying to tell us. He got Elam Nucha V'Nachala. Yes, he's coming out of the ark after the whole world was destroyed because of corruption. And now it's a new world. So it's a new world. It's no problem, no corruption. So I can stay the way I am. I don't have to work so hard. So the Torah is telling us, Isha Adama, you are connected to earth, you are a part of earth, and you have to fight to make sure that not the earth part is going to be in control, but the heavenly part. Because man is built from heaven and earth, neshama and body. Who has to control, the body or the neshama? The neshama. And that's exactly why the Torah is telling us on the first pasuk, Ele toldot Noach, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya bedorotav, et ha'elokim italech Noach, vayoled Noach shlosha banim. So we learn from here that there are stages in life, or there are stages in when somebody comes to this world and he finds himself in a bad environment. What should he do? He should be like Noach, ish tzadik tamim. Close yourself. But you have a mission. So in certain times, you have to go out and speak with people. But while you do this, you have to be very careful, because Yetzer Hara is out there, waiting for you. So make sure that when we go out now, after the Chagim, let's make sure that we do it in the right way. So Noach builds the ark, goes in it.
Noah?
Of course. From the beginning of the world, there were always a tzaddik that kept Shabbos. It was Adam HaRishon, then it was Shet, and then it was Shem, and Noah. Every generation had a tzaddik that was keeping Shabbos. Maybe even more. But at least one was keeping Shabbos.
Ah, here he described all the children from grandchildren.
Oh,
yes, yeah, here, yeah. All these generations.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the
17th
nation.
Yeah.
950
years.
Well,
now,
can I ask the question?
Yeah.
He, it's written that he kept the 3 children.
He kept
the 2 children in the environment of Kedusha, let's say, okay?
Yeah.
How it's possible then when they go out from the ark, one of the children makes all the things, and his grandchildren also, Ham, also makes all these things against him. How it's possible? If they were the children of Noah and they deserve to survive, and they was in the ark with him and working with him all these years and everything, and they saw all what happened.
But that's exactly the big lesson.
Yeah, I know. So that, what, the Yetzer Hara was so strong of them that they...
First of all, Yetzer Hara is very strong.
Yeah.
And Yetzer Hara knows exactly how to work.
But only
he knows you better
too,
than anybody
not
else.
The others do.
What?
Yafeh and
at the end of the day, there is only one who, from him, came Avraham Avinu.
Yes,
sir. Yafeh also wasn't exactly a great tzaddik. He was okay, but...
Yeah. 950
years, yes.
So, the idea is that we have to understand, when we're talking about education, you have to know how to educate your kids. And when you live in a corrupt environment, even if you close yourself, you cannot always be closed, how do you say, completely. That's why the Rambam says that you should try and find a good environment to live. Unfortunately, sometimes you have to live in a bad environment. So you try to close yourself, but you have to understand that the power of your neighbors, of the environment, is so great that it doesn't matter what you do, you are in a risk. And that's what we see with Noah. With all his education.
Why, that's why I came back to Ranan.
Yes.
We came back.
Environment was... Very good. That's what you should do. If you have the option. But sometimes people haven't got the option.
No.
So they have to fight it. To do the best they can. You know, at the end of the day, God knows exactly who we are. And He gave us the tools to deal with whatever we are going through in life. And we cannot judge nobody, because we don't know what's going on through people. We see the outside, don't see the inside. Sometimes somebody that looks to us like a, let's say, a Rasha, is really a tzaddik, because we don't know exactly what he's doing. We don't know where he came from, where he's going. And from the other side, this guy who looks like a tzaddik really is not a great tzaddik, because he could do much more. It's, we always say it, it's always these, the tools you got. You have to use them. And everybody's got different tools, because everybody's different. We are not the same. Each one of us has different talents, different abilities, and according to those talents and abilities, he gets tools to deal with. Now, you can use the tools in the best way. You can use the tools just to do what I have to do. And you can use the, abuse the tools. You can also abuse the tools. But the thing is that we have to know what we're fighting against. Have to know that Yetzer Hara is there all the time. And it doesn't matter who you are. So yes, in the case of Noach, he tried to do the best he could, but with one, he was not successful. From the other side, he was very successful with the Shem. The yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever was existing for many generations.
Like Yaakov and Esav, they born already different, completely different.
Yes.
And the father was the same, and the mother the same. And
yeah, but that's what happened. It happened. Yeah.
The children.
The problem.
Yes.
One of the interesting thing is, the Torah is telling us, where is it?
So small for you? Of course.
Do you want this one?
No, it's okay. It's good. I'm looking at... One minute.
I thought that I have more from Bereshit, but
the Torah is everything.
Yes,
not only Bereshit.
I thought like this.
Yeah.